And good morning. It is 9:09 and 32. Finally made it up to the freezing mark. And welcome to Over the Garden Fence with your host, gardening expert Andy Waddell. Over the Garden Fence brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center at the corner of Milliman 12th Street. And now here is your host, Andy Waddell. Good morning, Andy.
Well, good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good, good. I'm ready for it to get warm, though, I'm telling you.
A couple weeks
ago, we were ready to dig into that soil. Now it's right back in the house.
You brought your snow shovel out this morning, Larry?
No, I refuse to.
Revolt.
That's right.
Well, Larry, you know, we can still get everybody prepared for when we do dig in the soil.
So, all right. Well, that sounds good. Let's do that.
Hey, when we start out with some timely tips and maybe take some calls later.
All right, good.
So, Larry, I want to catch everybody off guard. So, ho, 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 and Mary over the garden fence. Reporting from a snowy 30 degree and something. You know, nothing like Michigan going from a balmy, I think Thursday afternoon was a 72 degrees.
I know, it was nice.
to 28 degrees Friday p.m., mm-hmm, you know, Shoot, people in Florida, Arizona, Larry, they couldn't even take that. But, you know, in Michiganers, it builds endurance. So the gardener that is out this morning, high five to you. So, you know what? Look at the positives, everybody. Look at the moisture we so desperately needed, and we're looking at a gift and slapping ourselves in the face. But you know what? We just don't want this all at once, and we would love to have this moisture earlier in the month or earlier in March maybe. And I don't care for flooding. So the folks that did get too much rain this week, I am very sorry, but it's nice to see some of the lakes starting to fill back up. So thank you to you diehards for listening in. And with really the weather the way it's been, it might feel like there's nothing you can do out now. But really, there's actually more that you can do because we're stuck inside. So, you know, let's get our winter gardening gloves on, and maybe we got to get a pair of Carhartts on today. And, yep, I've seen snow in May too, so let's get positive and let's get to work. So, feel like you maybe want to plant seeds this morning. I know we are all chomping at the bit to get out in the garden. I do know that. So, but just a little soggy. How about starting them in a mini greenhouse? We have three different styles of mini greenhouses, 63 inches by 27 by 19. We have a 6 foot 5 by 6 by 6 that is called the spring house. We have a 96 inch by 108 inch by 108 inch called the farmhouse. These great little greenhouse units are nice because they all come with a zipper door for ease of keeping the heat in or you in or the varmints out. The smaller one has a single set of shelves, while the two larger units have dual sets of shelves, so it's easy to get your seeds growing on the inside. So before you get all that lined up, maybe it's not warm enough, get that greenhouse going. So if you don't have a nice little window somewhere where you can get some little starter units going, it's nice with these greenhouses. They're actually cheaper than online, so you don't need any shipping, and you're also supporting the local. So pretty easy to set them up. They pop up real easy. Maybe you can get a jump on the spring. Come down to the store today and mention Over the Garden Fence, and I will actually give you 10% off on any one of these greenhouse units. So to maybe start your seeds out the right way in these greenhouses, so a lot of times when seeds get started, they get rotting or damping off using improper soil to start seeds with. A lot of times people use potting soil or topsoil thinking the seeds would take off. Why not try brand new Steady Grow seed and cutting starting kits? These kits use a soilless media that's actually a spun media, and it's unlike Rockwell, but it is actually 89% spun carbon and 11% air that makes a great starting media. It's sterile, so there's no fungus or disease that's needed or can be passed on in the soil, unlike soils can do. When it's dry, when you buy it, this product is actually touch it and almost dissipates or dissolves under the weight of your finger. but add water to this and it becomes a solution or a almost like a sponge for great seed and cuttings. We had this gentleman come in and show our staff this Steady Grow product, and he had brought in a whole big tray of lettuce and had started them. We had had a meeting on a Wednesday, and he had started them up the Friday before, and they had fully all caught, and all one of them, every one of them had germinated. And a lot of our staff said, well, you know what? Lettuce is pretty easy. That's an easy one. And he says, you know what? And I knew you were going to say that. So he had gone to Myers and bought a hard clove of garlic and broke that up, and that garlic that really was going to be used for cooking, all hard, rock hard, broke it up, put it in that little Steady Grow, and everyone but one of those caught. So it's just a really neat concept on to use this. So how about starting herbs inside? Try them in your new greenhouse. Get a jump on the season. So how about basil or rosemary, some of your thymes and oreganos, a lot of them in nice little three to four-inch pots. Wait them to be bumped up. Put them in gallon-sized clay pots. Get those things to flush out or put them out in the garden very soon. And really, seeds have actually become our specialty at Waddell's. So gardening seeds, you know, people actually come from miles around, Larry. We have one of the largest seed selections in Southwest Michigan, if not in Michigan. Actually, the other day, I seen other garden center owners shopping at Waddell's for their personal seeds. From Heritage Varieties, from Renee's Gardens, and Heritage Seed Company for their antique and heirloom varieties, to botanical seed interests that have very unusual and hard-to-find seeds. We have Seed Saver Vault Exchange Company, and we have a new bulk seed system sold by the scoop with very reasonable prices. So we also have, now that you've got a little itch, maybe to get that greenhouse going, maybe to get the seeds started, we're all chomping at the bit, maybe try out a new raised garden system. It is made of composite materials that are actually where the sidewalls are breathable. They won't rot. They're made very attractive. They're non-toxic to plant and make perfect drainage, and best of all, competitively priced and made in the USA. So sizes are 4x8x2, and there's different versions of that that can be made smaller. They're easy to assemble and pop right up. We have one displayed at the front of our store. So if you have an area that you want to get gardening and you're just not quite sure if you can dig into that or how much competition that soil has, maybe do a raised garden, because we, at our home last year, Danielle and I had probably some of the best luck with our gardening because we did raised gardens. We could bring in the compost, the yard blend that we mixed in with that, our soil that we sell at Waddell's, mixed that in with some cocoa mulch, and then used some of our compost that we had, and those raised gardens did 10 times better than the other parts of the garden that we had. So how about try to use Waddell's leaf compost? Last fall, I introduced this in a bulk product, and it's rich in organics. It's ground up beautifully. It's great for raised beds or mobility garden compost. everything that you need to grow in that and better. So you need more compost ideas. We have Waddell's Creekside Compost, which is 100% organic cow manure. We have Savannah Gold Mushroom Compost. And just like mentioning earlier, we have our bulk garden compost. Or why not try to brew your own compost? We have a Bountia Garden Compost Brew Kit. And it's a great organic food for your veggies. And it's kind of pretty cool. Larry, we found these folks over in California doing a lot of tests on vegetables and production of fruit crops, and Bountia products were actually created by a gardening wizard, John Evans. Using these products, John has won over 400 first place prizes for quality vegetables and 9 world record for giant vegetables. So this really was able to come on from a gentleman that had worked and studied on this. And the heart of the system on Bountia compost tea, it's an exceptionally rich solution of microbial life and minerals. It's made from aerating Alaska humus soil and Bountia bioactivator in water for 24 hours. So it's kind of cool. You buy the kit. It comes in a 5-gallon bucket, a brewing container, air diffuser, air pump, and filter bags. 3 pounds of Alaska humus soil and the activator and marine mineral magic. And so you just mix that all together and let it start brewing. And it's kind of cool. The gentleman was here showing us and how it worked at our garden show a couple weeks ago. Really going to be a nice product for somebody that's trying to do organic feeding in the yard and in the garden and in the landscape. So once you get your seeds started, you want to get them sprouting in your greenhouse, or maybe you want to use natural sunlight. If you don't always have that, why not try to use Sun Blaster? It's grow lights that are like no other. They grow healthier, bigger, better plants because they're using 6400K, which produces the feel of spring and summer. And then you change out the bulb and put in a 4000K that feel like the harvest time later on in the fall for making veggies and fruits size up. Plus, Sun Blaster is a kit that includes the bulb, the ballast, and kind of a cool little nanotech reflector, increasing the lumens up by 300%. So, Larry, when we come back, let's talk about maybe what we can do out in the garden. I know we've talked about some things to go do inside.
Sure.
Maybe we can still get out and get our hands cold and wet.
Real good. And if you have a question for Andy this morning, give us a call at 382-4280 or toll-free 877-382-4280. It is 921.
Now is the time to get what you need to have the best-looking, greenest lawn in the neighborhood. The Scotts Lawn Pro 4-Step Premium All-Season Lawn Program from Waddell's has everything you need. Step 1 provides top-quality spring feeding and all-summer crabgrass control. Step 2 gives broadleaf weed control and fertilizer for early summer turf health. Step 3 gives your lawn a midsummer feeding boost, and Step 4 is the perfect autumn feed. The Scotts Lawn Pro 4-Step Program takes the guesswork out of lawn care, and it's so much more economical than having a lawn service come in. And of course, you can't get Scotts Lawn Pro products just anywhere, only at authorized Lawn Pro dealers like Waddell's Garden Center. Stop at Waddell's today to get your Scotts Lawn Pro products and be sure to pick up your rebate certificate that will get you from $20 to $45 back on your purchase price. Have questions about your lawn? Bring in your sod and soil sample for a pH test and free soil analysis, and Waddell's Lawn Pros will be glad to prescribe just what you need. Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center is on Texas Drive at the corner of Milliman 12th Street.
It is a chilly 31 out there, and welcome back to Over the Garden Fence on 590-96.5 WKZO. Once again, your host, Andy Waddell.
Hey, Larry. Hey, before we go to some callers, can I tell you about a few things that's coming up on the schedule this coming week? You know, Earth Day is Monday, and Arbor Day, I think, is Friday. And on Monday, we are taken part with a good friend of ours at WKZO here, DeAdrian Washington, is part of Occupy Kalamazoo, and we're going to be doing a little victory garden or a vegetable garden out at the Interfaith Complex between 2 and 7 on Monday, and it's at 1027 Interfaith Lane. And it'd be great if you want to maybe mentor and like to be part of a little volunteer group that's going to put in a garden for this apartment complex. We're trying to do some cleaning and some brush removal, and then trying to do some rototilling and get our compost and trying to line up this garden on Monday. So if you have an interest or desire, you can either call Occupy Kalamazoo or you can call Waddell's at 345-1195 and want to be a part of it. On also next Saturday, Larry, we are we're going to ignore the snow, and we have Plant for Your Health Weekend at Waddell's. It is next Saturday from 9 to 5. And this has multiple seminars during the day on fruit production and canning production. We have vendors that are going to be there on a lot of the fruits and vegetables that we do sell. And we also have Mark Longstroth from MSU going to be speaking. So it'll be a fun day. No charge and free to the public to want to come home or come over and get some info and maybe get the spring started. So speaking of fruits, we need to be prepared because other manager and I were talking the other night. You know, when the weather hits, it's probably get us all unprepared, and we're going to be caught with quite a big list of things to do. So, for an example, Karen and I were talking last night on the sales floor. A lot of fruit trees popped this week. They cracked dormancy. But it's been so rainy that we have not been able to apply our dormant oil and lime sulfur control. But I looked later on. Yes, I know some of those buds on the fruit trees cracked. But I think from the cold, they've actually lost their swell and probably have gone into a dormant state, where I still feel it is smart to get on that dormant oil and lime sulfur. Wait another week or so. You'll probably get it to a point where you'd have to do it at a summer rate. But really, I would say if you wanted to get it down, maybe in between these blasts of cold and rain, trying to get on a day when it's 40 degrees above, that's the first thing to start up with those fruit trees themselves. How about going back from fruit trees? Let's do any pruning. Now is the time to do any pruning on fruit trees too. If you want to clean up and say on my peaches, our peaches last year, they were loaded with fruit, but you got to get a lot of the inner growth out. Too many peaches on one tree is going to make a very poor harvest. You'll have lots of peaches, but they'll all be too small. So look at the plant. Stand back at the tree if you're going to be doing some pruning. And evaluate. I like to thin out the tree from the inside so air can pass, sunlight can enter the tree better, plant can breathe a little better, and so as the wind passes through, it'll dry out the dew on the tree a little more. So go ahead and take plant branches that have crossed or have rubbed, and or are going to do that, and can be trimmed right now. Anything bigger than my thumb, I'd go ahead and do a pruning sealer on. Going into blueberries and strawberries and raspberries, we talked about doing cleanup on those the other couple weeks ago, but time now is any winter damage on the blueberries, go ahead and clean those off. I did have some winter kill on about a third of them, and it's kind of just normal. I lost one of them this winter. I'm like you guys, planted well. I put my blueberries in a big trough of peat moss out in the garden. I grubbed out all of that soil and put that peat moss in there and composted cow manure, so those plants were just sitting in ideal conditions, and it's just kind of normal. Plants will sometimes take a beating, and clean out the dead on the blueberries, and I would go ahead and give them a little sulfur, or at least test the soil. Go ahead and put some holly tone on them, would be a great thing for the blueberries themselves. Now let's go into strawberries. I would love to clean those up right now. I moved back the straw the other night. I'm glad I left them on the plant. A lot of those strawberries were starting to pop, and it's cold enough to where they could have some winter damage if you pulled away that straw, but maybe next week. I think we're going to be getting in the 70s. Go ahead and move some of that straw away, clean out that old foliage, get some of that new plant to start breathing. But on strawberries, folks, that's one I would say pass on feeding. Do not feed your strawberries in the early spring. You'll end up producing mushy fruit. So there's just a couple ideas with fruits, fruit trees, maybe doing on blueberries, and maybe on the strawberries. So, Larry, we have a lot of folks that are still in a challenge with trying to what to do with the lawn for this spring.
I'm sure.
You know, we're not sure whether to go snowmobiling or, go out there and do a little tennis or golf. So, we are coming up with a natural lawn program when somebody is kind of leaning away a little bit from like a Scotts program, which is fine. People are looking at maybe more of an earth footprint that is a carbon footprint that's important to them. So George has come up with a very nice natural lawn care. It's actually beginning to take hold, and more people are starting to use this. It costs more than synthetics, but it'll give really good results. So, Larry, if you want, I can come back with some of the information once we take a call, because it's got a lot of microbes and humic acids that we can talk about when we're off the phone call.
Very good, Andy. And let's go out to Gloria in Vicksburg. Good morning, Gloria.
Hey, Gloria.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. How are you? How can I be of help?
Great. Well, I have a question. You were talking about pruning fruit trees. I have a weeping cherry, which I wouldn't consider a fruit tree. However, may I also trim that now or prune that now?
Yeah, and Gloria, is it a pink one or a white one?
Pink.
Yeah, those pink ones, they really, yes, ma'am, you can. Pink actually reach for the sun a lot. A lot of times that little pink weeper ends up getting quite tall. It starts reaching for the sun, or the opposite, it starts hanging on the ground. So is it gotten too tall on you?
Well, actually it's beautiful, but it has actually weeped down quite a bit. So to mow under it, and it kind of gets tangled. So
yep. So
but
go,
I wasn't quite go. Sure when to trim that.
You, if you want, Gloria, it's okay. It sounds like an established tree. Cleaning off some of the flowers, if you wanted to wait for a couple, 3 or 4 weeks until the flowering is done, great. But if it's the point of getting the actual plant pruned, today is fine, or the next couple weeks. Trim right at joints or where branches come together, and so you're not leaving a stump. And, you can always take off more, but trim that so it gets a haircut on the bottom is fine.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay, Gloria, good luck on that.
Thanks. Have a good day now.
You bet.
Thanks for the call, Gloria.
Well, Larry, I know that you got any fruits at the house?
Mm-mm.
We're trying to, we got peaches and apples and some apricots and grapes at the house that are coming
up. My dad used to grow them, but he had a talent for that that I didn't inherit.
Well, I'll tell you, it's not that hard, and I think people are really wanting.
Oh, I'm sure. I just never had that green thumb, Andy.
So, Larry, we have a new berry that is going to be coming on this summer. It is not at Waddell's yet. And I bet people it's a vitamin berry or called life berry. It's a goji berry. And it is actually, if I can tell a little about it, it's a rising trend among gardeners for a great healthy option. Sweet life berry or the goji fruit is actually called superfruit. It's easy to garden. And it's a shrub with purple flowers in the summer and fruit in the autumn, lining graceful branches with nutrient-rich red berries that have been lauded by traditional Chinese medicine for centuries. High levels of antioxidant and vitamins and minerals make life berry gojis an easy choice for our zone, which is Zone 5 and 6, edible gardens. Can be enjoyed as fresh, dried, or frozen, and easy to incorporate in baked goods or sauces or smoothies or more. So, Larry, when you are bored and you're just done with those dried cranberries and you're just kind of, you don't want those on your lettuce, we have a little sample of them at work.
Really?
One of our growers brought those over. Now, the plants themselves will be this summer.
Okay.
They're not going to be right now. We're trying to get them going. They're limited to the growers themselves and get them started. But it's kind of a cool new super fruit. You know, I think avocados on that lineup, too. You know, if you were on a deserted island, Larry, and you only had an avocado, I think you can live.
Yes.
So maybe the goji berry the same way.
Well, no, that sounds interesting.
So when we
have to try those.
When we come back, we can talk about that natural lawn care if you want. It's kind of a cool new program going into fixing your lawn up.
You bet. And we've got time. If you have a question for Andy today, give us a call at 382-4280 or toll free 877-382-4280 over the garden fence. We'll be right back.
Garden Center is the place you can count on for the freshest bird feed at great prices. This is the time of year birds are nesting, so they'll need extra energy. This week, get special pricing on 7 bird feed favorites. For a big variety of birds, Waddell's recommends Songbird Blend, on sale for just $14.48. Thistle seed is just $1.08 a pound, or save even more and get 50 pounds for $43.88. And the 50-pound bag of black oil sunflower seed is on sale for the low price of $22.68. And don't forget the hummingbirds. They'll be back in Michigan soon, so you'll want to get your hummingbird feeders up. This week, save 30% on your choice of over 40 styles of hummingbird feeders and all varieties of hummingbird nectar. Want a feeder that lasts? Get an Aspects hummingbird feeder. They all have a lifetime warranty, and this week, they're 30% off as well. There is a difference. Check out the feeds you can get at other stores, then see the top quality blends at Waddell's. You'll want to keep your feeders full of what the birds like best. From Waddell's Garden Center, your bird feeding headquarters for 67 years, on Texas Drive at the corner of Mill and 12th Street.
And welcome back to Over the Garden Fence. It is 9:34. Once again, your host, Andy Waddell.
You bet. Thanks, Larry. Hey, we just had a caller off the radio or off the show just a second ago. Just wanted to know a little more about that compost kit that we sell. We do sell it at the store. It's organic Bountia, and it is a great little 5-gallon bucket kit that you can put together. It has got it's kind of a simple one step to use, and we just started stocking that at the store. So if I went through things too quick, Bountia is a little kit. It's like a 5-gallon bucket that you can make your own compost tea with. So it's kind of bringing plants back to life with the bioorganic soil amendments that Bountia can do for you. So speaking of natural, we're talking about natural lawn care. Sounds kind of crazy. People for years did a lot of lawn programs, and I'll tell you, they're trying to get more and more into natural. So humic acid is a really good part of our natural lawn care program. I'll tell you, step one, in early April, a humic acid top dressing. Step two is corn gluten lawn fertilizer. Step three in late May, early June, is Microbe Life soil conditioner. And what's kind of cool about these is corn gluten, actually, if applied right, corn gluten will fertilize the lawn with organic nitrogen as it suppresses weed seed germination. First year, before we go on the take a call, Larry, first year, about 50% weed control, use spring and fall. Second year on corn gluten, about 70 to 75% weed control, and third year, about 75 to 80. So it's kind of a cool new alternative for organic weed control. So we can take a call, Larry, and just trying to go through some neat ideas on natural this week.
Well, you always have plenty of them, Andy. So let's go to Kurt's calling from Colon right now. Good morning, Kurt. And
good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How can I be of help today?
I am interested in starting a raspberry bushes in mm-hmm. my yard, and I would like to know what type is best for this area and how I would start them.
Yep. All right. I love Latham and Heritage. Those are both really good new varieties that are coming on our market. Kurt, what I like to do is make sure that you have a full sun situation. You have that for raspberries? Okay. All right. Raspberries are going to like a neutral ground. So 6.5 to 7 is going to be good on raspberries themselves. I like to make sure that there's plenty of organic compost, like Waddell's compost and cow manure or horse manure, rototilled right in. Then I would go ahead and put them on 30 to 36 inch centers. And I know this is a wives' tale, maybe, Kurt, but I like to make sure that the black raspberries are at the opposite end of the red. I know wives' tale or old farmers say that a stone's throw away between black and red, if possible.
Okay.
Then I would say that the first season, once the plants are in the ground, the last couple years we used to sell bare root raspberries for years, and they just, you'd buy 10 or 25 in a pot, and you'd get about 4 or 5 that would root in. So this year, Roger, the last couple of years, Roger, our perennial manager, has been buying little plugs, 3-inch plugs, and putting them in gallons, and I bought 3 the other night, and they are great. They're not really big plants, but they flush out really good, and place those in the ground with a little compost, like I said, a Spoma plant tone would be the good food that I would put on with them. And then I'd probably even put a cup of bone meal with it.
And what time of the year would I plant? Would I start now?
Start now. Because what you want to get going is first season, it probably won't produce much. So once you get that first season up and going, any runners that are shooting out away from the crown of the plant, I like you to remove, and that way the energy of the mother plant stays there and doesn't, all the trailers can be even cut and put back into your aisle, Kurt. And so the main part of the plant, then come fall, when the main part of the plant starts getting good and vigor to it, we cut it back to about 3-inch, take the main part of the canes, tie them up, and put 2 shovelfuls of cow manure and another cup of bone meal on them for the winter.
Okay. Do you use some kind of a trellis system in order to kind of contain them?
You know what? That's a good question. My dad, George, uses fence posts and wire. And so when the raspberry goes up, it kind of hangs over the wire and kind of supports itself. That's a good question, Kurt. I think that a trellis system, probably not as benefit because it doesn't cling, but it wants to hang. And when the fruit is heavy, definitely it's going to, you know, doesn't want to hold on to fall onto the ground. So a couple of fence posts running along the main run of your raspberries, and then either do an electric fence wire strip or small little chicken wire, just holding it up so it doesn't flop over.
All right, great.
And I'll tell you, on the blacks too, Jewel is a great, great black that we also carry.
Great. Sounds wonderful.
All right, Kurt.
Can't wait.
Good luck.
Thank you.
See you soon.
All right. Thanks for the call, Kurt. Appreciate that. Now let's go to Tim calling from Sturgis. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, Tom. Hi, how are you?
Good. Good. How are you?
Good. Good. How can I be helping down in Sturgis?
Well, first of all, I appreciate your show. I've learned a lot from calling and listening to you guys.
Well, we sure try. Thank you very kindly.
This year, I started burning coal for heat,
mm-hmm.
regular anthracite coal
mm-hmm.
in a burner. And the ash that comes off of that, it's mixed with the fly ash, and then there's some harder chunks. Are those safe to put on my garden?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you, go in proportion. I might spread it out over the garden. I burn wood, and I have not burned coal, but all my ash I take right out into the landscaping and out into the gardens and dump the whole thing year after year after year. And I was even doing a little of it with the neighbor's field, and his soybeans were almost a foot taller where I was dumping the wood ash than and I showed him, too, that it wasn't just irrigation, that potash or some of that ash. Now, coal, I'm going to have to look just to make sure, Tom, that the residue doesn't have some byproduct that would hurt. But I would think in mild limitations, and maybe there's somebody that could answer on the radio, but I will look into it on coal ash. But I do not feel that's a natural product going back into the ground.
Right.
So
just do it in moderation.
Do it in moderation. Yeah. And your potash is going to build good stem and root structure on a plant anyway. So things like, just on my last call, like raspberries, it would love fruit trees, shade trees, it'd be fine on evergreens putting it on. So I'll dig in deeper and make sure on the coal ash for you, Tom, and but regular ash or potash is fine for the plants.
So I can sprinkle it around the base of the trees too, then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. One more thing, if you got a minute.
No problem, please.
Where can I find dandelion seed? I know that sounds odd. Everybody's trying to pull dandelions out, but I actually want to. I enjoy dandelion. I eat the flowers, the greens, the roots. And if I could grow it under controlled conditions like that,
mm-hmm.
Where can I get the seeds?
Mm-hmm. Tom, if you want, I'll probably have somebody take a number from you. We have a source, I think, that does sell dandelion seeds that I could probably get for you. Some of that is reforestation of a lot of companies. Now they are taking native seeds, even dandelions and native plants, and doing reintroductions on where, like on beachfronts, they just did a large one on Gun Lake where the shoreline was turned into walls and retaining walls and sand, and now they've put it all back into natural. So I'll get some information for you. I might be able to get you some dandelion seed for you.
Okay.
Yeah, good, well, good. Thank you, Tom. Thanks for calling in.
Yep, thank you. Appreciate it. And again, I appreciate what you do. I've enjoyed the show.
Okay. All right. Good, Tom. Thank you. I'll be back in touch with you on the coal ash.
All right.
That's some good calls.
Man,
so,
we sure did. We've got a lot going on. People are gearing up for this, so I know I am.
And, Larry, I know I'm not trying to say I stump the chump on the coal, but I'd rather find the answer. And sometimes I always have to ask some questions, mm-hmm. too. And dandelion seeds, I think, Larry, is the first time we've had a caller wanting dandelions.
That one caught me off guard, too. Now I've never heard of that one.
Now, my farm manager, my cousin Larry, he buys dandelions for his iguana.
Okay. So, all right. That makes sense.
So, but we'll see what we can hunt up and maybe come back for any last little notes. For our callers here.
Sounds good. All right. Well, this has been Over the Garden Fence with your host, Andy Waddell. Over the Garden Fence brought to you each Saturday by Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center. It's located at the corner of Milam and 12th Street. Tune in again next Saturday morning after the 9 o'clock news for Over the Garden Fence. Coming up next, your financial planner with Ron Weiser on 590-96.5 WKZO.